Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you? And welcome to the show tonight. I'm excited to be here, and because it's all about manifesting and making things happen. And I was in, well, let me back up a little bit. Sometimes you guys have emailed me or asked me, how did you know to talk about that? Or how did you come up with that idea? The angels gave it to me, and I was in meditation the other day, and I was praying and meditating about different things, and I mean, you know, I said, people are really struggling right now, and I just talked to my father, and he was saying, you know, they really, people are needing people like what you're doing, Cherie, and made me feel good that my father said that, and but what was even better is the angels said, I go, what do you want me to talk about, they gave me a list of shows that I've not put up yet. But anyway, they said, I want you to talk about manifesting tonight and how to manifest better and make things happen quicker. And the planet is, and this is the message I got to the people that are listening in now or who will download it later, who have a story to share. You guys have a divine appointment to all of us to be better tonight and to do the show together and to those to listen who are listening as well. That's something I got from the angels. But they asked me, they go, we want you to talk about manifesting and how to make things happen quicker, okay, and how to manifest your heart's desire. And I was like, okay, you know, I mean, have you ever been sitting there wondering when something's going to happen or when it's going to take place, or you've been doing all the things that the secret law of attraction, all these things, and it's still not happening? I think we all have, you know, whether it's love life, career, business, life choices, your health. And I go, okay, well, what's the deal? And the angels in my higher self said, it's all about your skill. So instead of saying asking, when is this going to happen? How do I improve my, let me repeat that. How do I improve my skills to make this happen quicker? And I was like, oh, wow, all right. And then they started showing me different pictures of things like stones, power of your, you know, the intention, saying the prayers to, let's say, for instance, Angus, who I just did a show on about a week ago, who's a twin soul, twin flame, deity angel that we can ask our help to manifest our love life, to help in our love life. And then there was like crystals, they were showing me crystals and stones and incense. And I go, I don't understand. And so what we do a lot of times is we pray to the angels, we pray to someone like Angus, who's a deity, ascended master, or we have the stones in our pocket for prosperity, but what we're doing is we're relying on the stones to make it happen. Okay, if I carry these stones, if I sleep a bit under my pillow, and I'm not saying that's a wrong, bad thing, then I think it's going to help it happen, or this is going to make it happen. Or if I ask Angus, he's gonna make it happen. Or if I ask Archangel Haniel, she's gonna make it happen. And the message I got really, really strong, you guys, is they will help you make it happen. Okay, they'll show you how to make it happen. They will help you, but you saying make it happen for me is not what the deal is. It's like asking, saying show me how to improve my skills so I can make this happen. Okay. So instead of and you sitting on your, you know, all of us sitting on our, you know, sitting down and just saying, hey, okay, I'm ready for this to happen, make it happen now, and then we have all this doubt. We're starting out with doubt because we don't think we have the ability within ourselves to do this. And so this is really taking responsibility for yourself, your actions, your thoughts, and then saying, how do I make this happen? Yes. Okay? So make sure that, you know, so instead of saying, make it happen for me, repeat that. How do I make this happen? Thank you for helping me improve my skills. And thank you for being right there. And I know you have my back to help me make this happen. Okay? And then they show me different people like Tony Robbins. I'll write it down here. Tony Robbins and the pictures of these guys. They make it happen for me. Their question is always, how can I make this happen? Or bring me the people to help me make this happen. Bring me the angels, bring me the archangels, the, whatever, you know, your belief system is. And then, of course, the power of intention works. the moonstone, the angel quartz, all those things will work, or the rose quartz, sorry. But it's not, you've already got that you're doing it, and that's just the gas pedal or the engine that makes it run better for you, okay? And you're going to hear some stories tonight that I think are pretty amazing, too, as well, from people that are already making it happen and creating their dreams and all those kind of things. Now, another thing, a thing that really that you need to work on, too, or we all do, I'm seeing myself included, is being really clear about what you're looking to manifest. I was talking to someone today, and she says, I want to be pregnant. And I go, here's what I'm hearing. You want to be pregnant, but you feel like you're a burden to the guy or to the father, the baby's father, and you don't want to be a burden. I get it. But when you say, I'd like to be pregnant, and then you're thinking you're a burden, and the baby's going to be a burden, you're going to be a burden, you feel like you trapped him, then you are, that's not the way to get the best manifestation for you, for yourself and your child. And she goes, what do you mean? I go, well, here's the deal. when you get really clear, be super clear about what you're looking to manifest, I, for angel coaches, and one of the things that I'm looking to manifest is, you know, and Corinne is working with me with it, is to be, to bring this show where we're getting coverage and helping people, you know, on a big level. And there's, you know, there's steps with that. So, you know, and it's all falling into place now because we've got the coaches, we've got the know-how, we've got the marketing team and those kind of things. But I was really clear on what I was looking to do with angel coaches. And so when you're wanting to get pregnant or you're wanting to create a business and you come at it with, help me create the business, help me create the love, help me create whatever it is, be super clear about it. Don't make sure that you're clear and you're concise about what you're looking to manifest. And if you say, well, I don't deserve it, or I want a little bit, I don't need a lot, leave that on the table, okay, because the universe is unlimited, all right? So the angel said, just say, I'd like to have, for instance, 10,000 or more a month, okay? But, or I'd like to work in this field. And then just put that out there. Don't have anything with it, because when you do that, it's like a cloud of smoke and trying to find the thing you're looking to manifest, and you get it all clouded, or it's in a brick wall because of all your doubts and fears, okay? So super clear about it. That's what you need to do. There's a couple people here, and I'm super excited about it. Katrina, I'm going to call on you, but I'm going to call on this gentleman first because I know he's manifesting and he's young. Is this Tyler?
Yeah.
Hi, Tyler.
Hello?
Are you? Tyler,
hi, how are you? Good.
Can
you
hear me?
Good.
Yeah, can you hear me? Good. Well, I know you're from California, so it's pretty early. It's dinner time there, and I appreciate you calling in with your, I know you're having, I think, Corinne said you were having dinner with your folks, so you have got a great, you know, well, I'm glad you're here. You've got a great story. First of all, I'm going to ask, how old are you?
28
years old, okay. And I'm not sure how much we can go into your story, so you, where did you start? And I know you've got a great business now, and how did you get there?
I started from nothing. I actually just got out of prison 4 months ago for something that was kind of a misunderstanding. I took beer from a 7-Eleven because they refused to sell it to me. I was drunk. I was young. I tried to buy it. They refused to sell it to me. I took it. It turned into robbery because he said he was in fear for his life. As I was leaving, I backed into a cop car. That was two strikes. I got probation, and I was on probation for a long time, and then I got violated because of a discrepancy in transferring the case from Los Angeles to Orange County, from Orange County to Los Angeles. Nobody got a hold of me. They posted a warrant, and I went to prison because of a misunderstanding. Until that happened, I had just been super negative and never really understood that I had the power to change it. And I took 2 years and just reading, studying. I know Corinne, you know, turned me on to a lot of very enlightening spiritual stuff. I had already been on that track, but I didn't have time to study it. And then I took 2 years and I really delved into spirituality and then realizing that everything I did in my life was my own creation. And it's about taking responsibility, you know, and realizing that what you want is possible just through desire. You know, if you want it bad enough, you'll find the ways to get it. You'll find out how to make it happen. I've only been home for 3 months, and everything I dreamed about for those 2 years is manifesting effortlessly. Everything I've wanted, everything I've dreamed of is falling into place without me even having to try. I'm opening my own tattoo shop.
That's what I want to say. You're opening your own business, but you dreamed about it, put it together in your thoughts, in your desire and reading and how to create everything. When you were in prison, correct? And so you got out of prison,
I had already been really into manifesting my destiny before I went to prison, but I really had, you know, the time and effort, or not time, but the time and the means to really study and really realize, you know, how it happens and how to manifest it. I read so many good books by, you know, so many amazing authors, you know. Eckhart Tolle taught me, you know, leaps and bounds about just being positive and focusing on what you want. And really, you know, if you want it bad enough, if the desire is there, then it'll happen.
Wow. So that's good. And now you're opening your own tattoo shop. When are you doing that? Have you got the store and everything?
I'm signing the lease this week. I'm incorporating the business name into an LLC this week. It's in the process as of right now. I also, you know, have been really, really into, you know, art and doing gallery shows. I've wanted to do that for so long. I just did my first gallery show on New Year's. I partnered with one of my best friends on an artist collective. I represent about 7 artists now. I do gallery shows. I everything I've ever wanted is falling into place effortlessly. It's crazy to think that we have the power to do this, but I think we're so conditioned by everyday life, by the media, by mainstream religion, to think that that's not true, when in all actuality it is the most true thing that there is that we create what we want. So if you're negative in your life and, you know, if you're not happy, I think it all comes from being positive and not stressing the day-to-day money, situations, circumstance, you know. I was in prison and I was the happiest I'd ever been in my life because I had found that none of it mattered. It was all about right now, right here, being happy. And once you're happy and once you have no negativity in your life, things just start coming at you effortlessly. You don't have to try, you know, you don't have to struggle. Like, you know, we struggle daily on things like rent and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, I'm not a big believer in religion. I actually denounce it. But, you know, it's like, you know, the Christian saying, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat today because the Father will bring it to you. Well, I believe that, you know, the energy of the world will bring it to you. I believe that, you know, the isness of everything, the loving energy within everything. If you want it, it'll come to you.
That's great. I appreciate that so much. I think somebody said it last week on our show. She was sharing. She said, take a step of faith or a leap of faith and the safety net will appear. You know what I mean? To give you all the help you need. So.
Have a leap of faith in yourself. Yeah. You know, we must believe in ourselves.
Right.
We're so conditioned to think that we're so, you know, powerless over things, and we're not. We have all the power in the world, but we're conditioned by mainstream media, religion, you know, the everyday consumerism to think that you can't have these things because you're not worth it. We are worth it. We're all worth it. You know, we're conditioned by class and society to think, you know, that I'm poor, I don't have money, so I don't deserve these things. We all deserve things. We all deserve positive things and good things in our life. And once we can realize that, and once we can realize that we're all deserving of the same thing, we can come together as a collective, as a humanity, and everybody will be happy. You know, poor, there will be no poor, there will be no, you know, we're all worth it. We're all worth everything. We should all have what we want. There shouldn't be struggle. There shouldn't be strife.
I agree with you. And the message I got when, you know, the angels, I call it higher energy, whatever, that the planet is moving to a shift change to where we're all vibrating at a, you know, at
oh,
a
it's
10,
coming.
A higher level.
It's coming. That's what
yeah.
the 2012 was about. That's what this all was about. It's on its way. You know, you can see mainstream religion being, you know, broken down. You can see it's on its way. People are starting to awaken. It shows like this. It's people like you that are starting to awaken the collective energy of humanity to realize that it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to, you know, owe money to the banks. We don't have to, you know, live and struggle every day. We can be happy, and there's enough resources here. There's enough, you know, good for everybody to live well.
I agree with you on that so much. And that's one of the things that I got was it's like, you know what, we always say, I just want enough just for me. Really, but if you just take enough, or if you just say, hey, bring me whatever, you know, 10 times more than I think that I want, then, or 100 million times, because the universe is unlimited. Great point. People listening to you now, you've been in prison. Most people get bitter and angry being in prison. You know, a lot of people do. I'm not saying everybody. So you learned a lot about yourself. You stopped, had a pause moment, and now you learned a lot to create a great life. What is a book that you would recommend for people to read today to get started on their own journey or to take it their journey to the next level?
You know, there's a couple really good books out there that really, really helped me with a lot. I would start with any book by Eckhart Tolle. I would say, you know, The Power Now is a great one to start with. But if you're already, you know, on an advanced level, I would read A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. It talks a lot about the ego and how we're so plagued by identifying with things and you know, making things a part of us instead of being. That book's a really good book. Another really good book that I really recommend, but you kind of have to be pretty advanced this stuff, is Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. It's a channeled
yeah.
book about the Pleiadian message.
Sirius Pleiadians.
Yeah, it's a
that's
really
good.
Really good book. Any books by David Icke are really good, but you know, just to bring people up to the history of where humanity came from and what our true, you know, history is. Good books are The Earth Chronicles by Zachariah Sitchin. Those will really educate people on where we really came from and you know, the true origin of Sumerian society and our human race. Those are amazing books.
You have been amazing and wonderful. So I want to, some of the people are recapping, and I'm going to let you get back to your dinner. You can listen in too as well. But you got in trouble, went to prison, got out of prison, or in prison you studied and read and created what you wanted your life to be like when you got out, and now you are getting ready to sign a lease for your new your new tattoo store. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing or not saying it the right way. And you just
you're
an artist, and you just did an art show with a group of people, artists yourself. And I've seen your work, by the way. Corinne showed it to me. It's beautiful. You betcha. Anyway, I'm going to come out to California and come to your. I would like to have a little tattoo of a Reiki symbol. I'm saying that on air right now. So my dad can't hear me. My daughter is not listening. So you can do a tiny tattoo for me. Anyway,
I actually just had Reiki done on my ankle. I just thought I broke my ankle. I got Reiki done and was able to walk within 2 days. So I would love to do that, and I'll do that for free as a gift for you.
Well, you know what? You and I will do some stuff together because I'd love to have you on and your artwork, and love to talk to you about that too as well too, because I've got some ideas.
Okay, great.
So, anyway, you are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Tyler. We will talk
thank
to you,
you
again and enjoy dinner. And I want to have you back on so you can tell us how your store is doing and give us some ideas about manifesting, more ideas for manifesting. And thanks for the
great
suggestions about the
thank
book.
Thank you very much. You have
right,
a great night, and everybody else have a great
you
night.
You too. All right, thank you. Bye. Okay, so wow, he's a great guy, huh? And what he believes in and making it happen. And so let's talk to you, Katrina. But before we do, I really liked what he said and about just living and making things, being just being. And I think that's true in the ego. I know that we've heard a lot about that from people like Brooke and Donna and Corrine and myself and And that's important. So let's talk to Katrina here, because she is really, really figuring things out like we all are. And Katrina, I know that you believe in manifesting, and what do you think of his story? Isn't that great? I'm sitting there going, boy,
that's a great
story. Oh, no. Also, they're bitching, complaining about different things, and this guy's getting it done, okay? And he's 28 years old and opening his own store and an artist and been in prison and figured it out and didn't get angry and bitter. And I think that's key right there, being happy. I think you said it best, being happy and being in the now. But talk to me. I know that you're manifesting quickly. Look at how he's manifesting quickly, making things happen, because his whole planet is shifting where we're going to lighter, easier energy to maneuver through and to create a life of our dreams. And it's not as dense and thick as it has been in the past. So I think you had a great experience with your own manifesting. So share with us, what did you do? What happened?
Well, there's a couple of things. Which one were you referring to in particular? Were you referring to the
you told me one yesterday. You got the amethyst. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Right.
But anyway, okay, so that's a good one. You share whatever one you feel led to talk about, you go ahead and talk about now. So, because I think
well, there's a couple which I could talk about on the call.
Sure.
And one that Taria is referring to is, I think manifestation can happen in a matter of seconds, minutes. I am someone who appreciates gems and minerals. So I was at the Museum of Natural Science yesterday, and they had in the gift shop, they had this huge basket or bucket of just nothing but round rocks. All the rocks are mostly round and all different sizes. And so I picked up a rock and I asked the lady, I said, is there an amethyst in here? And she said that it's really, really rare, but there is crystals in every single one. If the crystals are small, like they'll crack the stone open for you. And if the crystals are small, they'll do another one for you. But for most part, all crystals are in all of them. So as I thought about held this rock and just felt a connection to it for some silly reason, I just thought, what if this is amethyst in here? And so I asked. She asked if I wanted her to hold it for me, and I told her yes. And I went and spoke to my husband about it, and he said, "You want to buy a rock?" And I said, "Yes." And so, you know, I went back over to her and I said, you know, I'm excited. I can actually see myself and feel what I would feel if this was amethyst in this rock. I was excited. You know, it could be part of my collection. I used them to meditate with and pray with. So anyway, I went ahead and purchased it. And she put it in this little machine, and it cracked open. Now, all along when this is happening, I'm seeing myself being happy, 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 happy if amethyst is in this rock. And right before it cracked, I said, no matter what this turns out to be, I'm still very happy because it's crystal. It still would be crystal no matter what it turned out to be. And whatever it turned out to be will be the best for me. It cracked open in this huge open piece of amethyst where it was inside of this rock. And
wow.
I was just excited about it. But I know that one of your highest vibrations is happiness. And when you feel happy every day, it increases your frequency. And it will bring to you what you truly desire. And that's a great experience yesterday.
That's beautiful. She came and told me that. I was sitting there going, wow. So you were happy? You expected to find amethyst, and you found the amethyst in your rock. And normally you don't find amethyst or any kind of jewels or stones like that. And it was big, and she's got a big old amethyst stone now that she can add to her collection. That's so cool.
Right.
I got to tell
and what
you
made, what made me really want to get it was as she was holding it for me and I was looking around in the museum, you know, they had amethyst, round amethysts that were already opened, and the prices on them were like $1,000, $1,200. And I said, okay, if I spend this money for this amethyst, this is what it could possibly be worth. And it
wow.
happened. Yeah.
It happened.
So
you got an amethyst the size of some of those big price ones. How cool is that? You know what I mean? You were a great manifester. That's cool. But she said she was happy in a state of happy and expected it and took responsibility for her manifestation and didn't sit on your haunches and just wait, you know, make it happen. She said, find that power in yourself and you created it. Good for you. I heard that from you and Tyler. You know, you got another one though. What's the other story? So I want to hear that too. Well.
You have told us, Tree, to always write things down. And in 2008, I wrote down the kind of man that I wanted in my life. And when I wrote it, I really didn't realize what I was doing at the time, but I just wanted to write down what kind of life I wanted to have. And I wrote it down. And, of course, as you know, in 2010, I met the love of my life, and I am now married to him and living in Texas, and we have a wonderful life. He's a great guy. So when I moved, I haven't started working outside the home right away, and I had some time, so I wrote an email to three of my friends and told them to do the same thing. And it was a funny email. I made it funny. I gave them ideas of what they can write about, and they did. Two out of the three women wrote it down. And I pulled up the Facebook message of a friend. Actually, they emailed me the letter. I told them that I would just pray over it and put it up under a rose quartz, which is romance. And that's where they are. I have two letters or two documents from two young women who wrote down exactly what they want in their man. And I just sent energy to it and I put it under a rose quartz. Well, my friend, one of the ladies, a friend of mine, she sent me a message and I pulled it up here. I would like to read it to you. She said,
oh, good. Yeah, please.
She said, I think I found him, or he found me. He isn't what I envisioned, but he came out of nowhere. He knows how to cherish me. He loves me to no end. The sex is fabulous, and we are both 51. He doesn't look like someone I would date, but I have learned that that doesn't matter. He has every other quality that I have been looking for. And what she means by someone who she didn't expect or she wouldn't normally date someone because she said she was so caught up in having to have a corporate-looking man with a suit and tie, you know, and carrying an image. And she said she gave that up. And once she gave that up, this man came into her life.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, my other friend just told me the other day that she started dating someone. She's been dating him since November. So I'm very happy. So that's my manifestation story.
Yeah, those are great stories. And by the way, so the two friends that you're praying with and they put their prayers and thoughts and their ideas, what they look like, you guys as a group are working on this and you're a powerful manifester, you're a powerful teacher and healer. You're working, you put them under your pillow and under your rose quartz and you pray with them. And so it's a combined effort, but both of these women that you're working with have now got the love of their life. And, how cool is that? And I remember when you met your guy, too, as well, you know, and she's been wonderful, you guys who are listening, about making things happen. But I'm going to recap this because we're going to run out of time here in a minute. And Katrina, that's a beautiful, both of those stories are beautiful, okay? And, you know, you represent, like, really taking responsibility for your manifestation, writing it down, and I believe that, it, you know, too, as well, because we heard from Angela a couple weeks ago, and she said everything she wrote down on her paper she wrote a letter to God and the angels. She manifested in less than a year. And she goes, I'm so happy. That's the only thing I have to worry about is just being happy. What a thing to worry about, right? Amazing. And so writing it down is really key, because that's what I was told to do, write it down and read it. And I do that myself. I have it on rose-colored paper. You know, some people put it on blue, whatever. And, I have a list of everything that I'm trying to create or in the process of creating. But also, I'm taking responsibility for my manifestation. I do not expect the angels to do it for me. I tap in that power that is connected to all that is, to God, you know, because God is a part of us, and we are a part of God. And that's what I'm working with. So take responsibility for your manifestation and to make it happen. Those stones that she's talking about, Katrina's talking about, like, you know, the rose quartz, they enhance the manifestation. But it's Katrina and her friends working together that are making this manifestation happen. You heard Tyler, he's talking about he worked on it for 2 years while he was in prison. So that's key. And one of the other things is to ask the right questions. When you're sitting there saying, okay, I'm working with Angus and I'm working with to get my soulmate or my twin flame, and it's still not happening, then you're putting the doubt in that manifestation. Okay, so you've got to be super clear. Like both of these examples of, you know, you, Katrina, Tyler, you know, Angela, they're super clear, and they read it every night. And when they read it or when they wrote it, they were very clear, and they didn't let any doubt get in their way. And that's key. And, I heard someone the other day ask a question. They came on again asking about their twin flame, twin soul. If you're always asking, then there's doubt that you're not going to ever receive it. You know what I mean? I know I've done that myself, because when we order a hamburger from McDonald's, if you eat hamburgers from McDonald's, and I'm not judging whether you do or you don't constantly go up there and say, did you get my order for a hamburger? You know that the order taker, the person that's taking the order, received it. So that's really what you do with your manifestation. You know that the cosmic ordering system got it. Just be patient and ask. And if it's not happening in the time, ask what you can do to work on yourself. Because I promise you right now, when you really take responsibility, you're going to see that sometimes the doubts are in the backseat of the car, and just realize that all you got to do is work on the feelings and the thoughts, and the rest will happen. Also, and Katrina, I believe you said this too as well, taking care of your body. What you put in your body really can help or not help with creating your great life. Because when I'm eating like crap, and I don't do that too much anymore, and, I know, Katrina, you're a big one for that too as well, but when you eat like crap and you treat your body like crap, it's not going to work as well for you, okay? And you miss the cues from your angels sometimes. And I think you had a great message from them about taking care of your body, diet and exercise. And what was that message that you got when you were mountain climbing, or I think it was, do you mind sharing?
No, I don't mind at all. Trying to think of which one. When I was running, I think I got a message. That's what it was. It was, thank you. I was running, and I'm in the process of getting back into a regular routine with exercise and physical fitness. I also have always, I guess my late 20s, I've always paid attention to what I've eat and put in my body, making sure that the food is clean, meaning pesticide free. And everybody has to figure out what works for them in regard to nutrition, because everybody's body has a different makeup. But when I was running, I just got a message. It said, you know, when you exercise, it helps raise your vibration. When you move, when you exercise, when you meditate, it just really... or some exercise is meditative, it raises your vibration. And when it raises your vibration, it helps them, angels, spirit guides, communicate with you. And you can get the messages more clearer, I think, when you exercise.
I agree with you on that, too, as well. I can meditate, and things will come to me quickly. But, guys, I'm going to turn this around a little bit. We are... we're moving into such a different time in our life and in our world and on the planet. And I used to say, yeah, right, okay, it's shifting, it's changing, we're able to manifest quicker. I'm going to tell you something. Things that I'll speak about in the morning will manifest at night. And that's both positive and not so positive, right? Like, you know, have you ever lied to get out of a ticket? I've done that before, right? And then it really happened. But note to self, do not lie to get out of a ticket, okay? So, you know, because it manifests super clear and super fast now, much faster than before. So if you're going to use, I'm sick for getting out of work because you're sick, be careful, because that could happen to you a little bit later, you know, and it probably will. I'm getting out of work because I want to go have a great day at the beach and I want to have fun and I need some downtime. Then that's what you know, it's going to manifest quicker. You want the man or the woman of your dreams, then really be clear about it and really take charge of your manifestation. And if it's not happening quick enough, ask what you can work on within yourself, not that the universe isn't listening to you, okay? So the universe is listening. What you just got to do is believe and take responsibility for what you're creating. And I think both these people have said that tonight. And most of all, enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and enjoy what, you know, what you're creating. Write it down if you want to create something really wonderful. Okay, read it every night. Look at what's happened to these folks. So she got the man of her dreams. And I'm sending you my email tonight, by the way, just to let you know. So anyway.
Okay, I'll look for it. And anybody
all right,
else
good
who
deal.
Wants to send something, let me know. Or just send me an email and I'll put it under the
you
magic rock.
Yeah, magic. Yeah, there you go. Exactly, the magic rock with your magic intentions, Katrina's great, great healing, nurturing energy, and we all make things happen. Okay, guys, before we close, you can send it to the Angel Coaches or go to our facebook.com/angelcoaches and put it there about what you're looking to manifest, or send an email to me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, and I'll make sure she gets it. We have a whole list of new coaches coming on. By the way, Katrina's becoming one of them. And they have different thoughts, different things that they're working on and can give to humanity. So the whole face is changing. And we've got the marketing team. We've got the marketing PR person, which is Kareem. We've got the coaches, which is a whole list of them here. That are so good at what they do. I'm super excited about it. And we have a way that they're all putting their work out there, whether it's video, audio, meditations, how to do something, and it's going to be able to, you guys are going to be able to access it and download it. So I'm super excited about that. We also have somebody on Thursday night who's going to be on the show, and she is she's a new coach. You guys have heard of it from her before. Her name is Carrie, and but she works with me consistently every week, and she's got some amazing miracle things that have happened with connection with her angels, talking to them. I think the other day she heard, she saw a kid who was, a little boy who was autistic, didn't have any verbal skills, and he started connecting with her and talking to her. And she knows now, she goes, that's part of my work. So she's a new coach, but she's going to talk about how you can connect with your angels, and I know, and also work, get your spiritual work done and find your spiritual work. That's just exciting. So, and she's just one. There's more that are coming. I know Brooke and Katrina and Donna and a lot more are, you know, we're going to have shows with them as well. So that's just the first one she wanted to share, and you guys are going to love it because she's going to show you how she established a connection and also doing the things that she does with her hands, her heart, and her mind, and her skills, and her spirituality, and her emotions, and the connection with her angels. So you don't want to miss it, Thursday night at 8 p.m. And I think that's all. And then we have a show on Sunday, and that's with Di and I talking about the power of relationships. It's exciting because we've got a great show and a great guest speaker on this weekend. So you don't want to miss it. And it's from our book, You Need His Law, that says he has to be attracted to me. So it's funny and it's informative, but it also teaches you about the law of attraction. All right. Any comments or anything, just send me an email to Tari@angelcoaches.org. Or you can also post your comments on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Katrina, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much. You guys have a great,
thank you,
great week. You betcha. good evening and have a great night. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.